650. It's Radio Real Estate on AM 650 Radio, or you can get us online if you go to our website.
Yes, you can at RadioRealEstateShow.ca.
If you want to hear a repeat performance, just click on the podcast.
Click on the podcast, or you can click on the video and see us on TV.
Oh my God.
It's all good.
It's getting scary. Well, it's a brand new year, and with a brand new year, every year comes the property assessments. Like, they send them out on December 31st, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Then they show up about Thursday later. And well, you know what?
It's how like a belated Christmas gift.
Yeah. It showed up my box on Thursday. And we've got a very special guest on the program this morning. Great guy. Knows his stuff. His name is Craig Barnsley. He is the deputy assessor for the South Fraser region. And we have him on the phone right now. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Hope you had a great New Year.
Had just a fine time. Thanks very much.
I bet you were busy near the end of last year, weren't you?
We get busy every year around that time. Actually, our roll preparation concludes around the first, second week of December, and then the printing process gets underway to mail out better than 1.9 million assessment notices around their province.
I hope you're not licking the stamps for all of that.
No. That yeah, postage just went up, too. Yes.
So, Craig, why do we have to have a property assessment?
Well, Tom, what BC Assessment does, the BC Assessment Assessment Rule provides a foundation for local and provincial taxing authorities, and it raises this year $6.2 billion in property taxes. And this revenue funds a majority of services by local governments around the province, most notably perhaps health and education. It's a way of apportioning the tax burden for community services to grow our communities, and BC Assessment provides a transparent, equitable and fair way under which we can apportion the taxes to fund these services. That's the short answer.
That's a lot of money, $6.2 billion. That's obviously going to help us a lot in terms of education and transportation.
Indeed, and what's noteworthy, I think, is out of the 1.9 billion assessment notices that we issue each year, less than 2% ever go to any further adjudication. Less than 2% of our assessments are contested by the property owners themselves. So we feel we're doing a fairly good job of providing a fair and equitable tax system for the citizens of BC.
Craig, let's talk about some different areas. The northern areas with the bright lights, that seems that their assessments have gone up quite a few percent.
The light is certainly shining on the northern communities this year, and that's been the cover story for the last couple of days. The resource industry, I guess, is driving changes in real estate values up there. For Metro Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, and much of the rest of the province, it's a pretty stable year, Tom. We're seeing changes around Metro Vancouver that really range within -5% to +5%, and that's a pretty common theme across all of the various municipalities that make up Lower Mainland.
Now, I have to say, Craig, I have actually blogged about the BC Assessment website. It is wonderful and very user-friendly, and there's some really fantastic videos to explain a lot of different aspects of the assessments.
You know, we're doing what we can to provide as much information as we can to everyone that wants to take a look at our website, from videos to explain the market and what's going on this year to eValue BC, probably our most popular feature. If folks will log into bcassessment.ca, front and center, they'll see a large icon, which is eValue BC, and you click on that, and what that'll permit you to do is to review assessments of your neighbors up and down the street. You can look at assessments all over the province if you wish, but of most interest usually is assessments around your neighborhood. You can also look at comparable sold properties, so it will drive analysis and give you sales of properties within the relevant time frame, which, to remind your listeners, is July 1st, 2013. So we'll be pulling up sales in the second and third quarter of 2013, and folks can go and have a look at those sales, see how they compare to their property and to their assessment. One other feature that's very popular is our interactive roll comparison map, and it's a map of British Columbia with every taxing jurisdiction identified, and by hovering your cursor over any one of these jurisdictions, a little table pops up immediately and identifies the market movement for both residential and non-residential properties. And if you do that around the Lower Mainland, you're going to see a consistent message.
Now, if my property assessment has gone up, or if my property assessment has gone down, does that mean that my taxes will be going up or going down?
No, it's a two-step process, Tom. BC Assessment provides the assessment information to property owners in the taxing jurisdictions. The taxing jurisdictions then take that information, they do their budgetary number crunching and determine what their needs are for the coming year, then they set their tax rates. I think as a general notion, if your assessment is moving in concert with those of other property owners in the same class in the same jurisdiction, in other words, if your residential property is going up 1 or 2% and that's the norm for the jurisdiction, odds are you're not going to see much of a shift in your taxes.
Well, that's good to hear. This is Bill here. I've always wanted to ask you this question, Craig, and I don't want to put you on the spot. So if you think this is out of turn, just let me know. You're looking at 1.9 million homes. You're looking at $6.2 billion being collected. Does that group of people ever look at any kind of economies of scale, how they might be able to save some dollars if one of those municipalities was no longer in existence?
I'm sorry, I'm not following your question, Bill. Are you in terms of the work of BC Assessment?
No, I think you guys are doing a fabulous job. With the information that you're providing is unbelievable.
Yes.
I guess what I'm wondering is, if you've got 37 municipalities in Lower Mainland,
yeah,
you only have 2 million people, does anybody ever look at that and say, gee, you know, if we only had maybe 15 municipalities for the 2 million people, maybe we could either be more effective or cut some costs somewhere?
Well, the politicians might be thinking about that. We at BC Assessment don't spend too much time pondering
okay.
those considerations.
I just thought of that. That's a question I've always wanted to ask, because it just seems...
Yeah, I mean, those are one of our significant client groups, to be sure, is the local governments. We're always striving to improve the services we provide to both local governments and to the citizens of BC. One of the most important aspects of that endeavor is the transparency and the availability of our information. BC Assessment, I'll have you know, is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. We were instituted in 1974. I've been with the company about half that time, and I can tell you the strides that have been made in compiling, analyzing, and most importantly, sharing our data is just phenomenal. And each year it gets more transparent, and the ease of access to the data that belongs to all British Columbians, that's what we strive to do, is to make it available and easily accessible.
Now, Craig, as Bill said, you folks over there at BC Assessment are doing a fabulous job, but let's say somebody in Chilliwack doesn't agree with their assessment. Is there a way that they could talk to somebody about this?
Absolutely. Once again, I would encourage folks to go to the website if they have access to the net, because there's just a huge amount of information there. And for the most part, people do that and it answers most of their questions. But if they continue to feel unsure about their assessment or have questions, then we have a provincial phone number. It's 1-866-VALUE-BC, 1-866-825-8322. And that phone number will get them directed to a professional appraiser with BC Assessment that can then more specifically answer their questions. If at the end of the day there's still reason for doubt in the property owner's mind, then they need to file an appeal by the end of January, so that's Friday, January 31st. And by doing so, and that's online, there's a notice of appeal tab on the website as well, and it's as simple as filing a notice of complaint. That will then set the wheels in motion where their assessment will be reviewed by an independent third-party panel known as the Property Assessment Review Panel, appointed by government, independent of BC Assessment, and the property owner will have every opportunity to have their assessment reviewed by that party, and the determination will then be made as to the proper assessment.
Now, if somebody wants to appeal their assessment, what information do they need to have handy?
Your assessment notice. When they're about to call our phone number at 866-VALUE-BC, please have your assessment notice in hand. It'll expedite the process if you have your roll number, your jurisdiction, a couple of other key pieces of information. Beyond that, just get to the phone, get to an appraiser, talk about your assessment, and hopefully we can solve any concerns you may have.
The assessments are out for this year. Does that mean that you can rest now at the office?
We're already working on 2015, my friend.
Wow.
The clock rolls over very early for us.
You're like me, Craig. You just never seem to take time off.
Nope. Anyway, it's a good job, and I'm happy for the results this year. And as I say, if anyone has any concerns or questions, hit the website or hit the phone number, and we'll do what we can to solve their concerns.
The website is bcassessment.ca, bcassessment.ca, or as Craig said, the toll-free telephone number is 1-866-825-8322.
That's correct, Tom.
Fantastic. I hope I get to talk to you before next year.
Let's make a point of it.
Let's do it. Thank you for being with us, Craig.
Okay, Tom.
Great information. Thank you very much. That's Craig Barnsley, Deputy Advisor.
They do a great job. And like he was saying, when they have the computer program, that you can hover over any of those segments and actually get the numbers. Since 74, they've come a long way.
Wonder what my assessment will look like next year.
Yeah, maybe.
Now that we know Craig.
Yeah.
Maybe we, well, never mind.
No.
It's 10:35. It's the Radio Real Estate Show.